Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
670 The Score is the official radio home of Cubs baseball. Listen to all 60 games of the 2020 season here.
It's got a chance! Cubs win!
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station.
This hour on The Score, ComEd. Sign up for outage alerts at ComEd.com.
Previously on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
Herb, they went from 70 to 1 to 20 to 1.
Ridiculous.
You should be happy. They are the public team. I don't think I would ever expected that.
You gotta have history to remember that teams that do this, it's not good. To win the World Series is a little much. We just have the excitement of this team coming back and progressing into the team that they want them to be. They're good.
I'd go over the win total. I think it's 30, 31, 31 and a half.
I would go under.
I'm
a negative guy.
You don't think your team's going 32 and 28 in that division?
No. There's two better teams, I think, currently in that division with the Indians and the Twins. This year is different with the 60 games, and I think the White Sox will compete till late in the season. But I'm seeing them as a second or third place team in the AL Central. I'm here to tamper down White Sox expectations.
Boo this man!
Make me a bicycle clown!
Boo! Get out of here, Herb! This is what you've been waiting for. The team's lost 8 straight years. This is the year, right? I was like, yeah, maybe they could be 500. Maybe. That's the ceiling for 2020, according to one Herb Lawrence. I think he's listening too much to me about some of these public teams when everybody gets behind a team or a Mitchell Trubisky MVP bet or the Bears or the Browns last year. Things tend to go sideways. Not saying it's going to happen, but I expected Herb to be all in. Everybody else is jumping all in. That's what Herb does. You're going to zig. He's going to zag. That's just the kind of guy he is. That's what you know about him. That's what you love about him. Joe Ostrowski in for Lawrence Holmes one more time this week. Lawrence will be back tomorrow and Friday at noon. The Major League season starts for real tomorrow. Cubs and Sox are going to have to wait until Friday, but we get exhibition play this evening, and you can catch the Cubs-Twins pregame starting at 5:05. This year they are expanding to a one-hour pregame show. So it's a 5:05 pre and a 6:05 first pitch
with John Lester. So keep that in mind throughout the entire season. I was looking at the schedule. It looks like they're moving up the start time of a lot of these games up a little bit earlier. So there's going to be a bunch of 5 o'clock, 5:30 pregame shows right here on your radio home of the Cubs, Sports Radio 670, The Score. And I want to start with the Cubs and Sox. There's a big story in Major League Baseball going on and how it might impact the local teams. At 12:20, my buddy Ryan Glasspiegel covers sports media. He's been following the marquee Comcast story. He was optimistic last time I spoke with the man. I want to see how he feels right now, because we are less than, 54 hours away? 54 hours away. I thought I was going to wake up today and hear that we were going to have some announcement. We're 2 days away. And I'm one of you guys. I'm a Comcast Xfinity subscriber. Thought, okay, worries pushed to the side. I haven't talked about it a lot this week because deadlines spur action. We all know this. I see it all the time in this business. Maybe you might know about, but might not know about, but I'm sure you've experienced this in your line of work as well. You kind of need a deadline to get things going. As some, I've seen multiple radio hosts kind of go off the air for a couple of weeks. Not on vacation, just off the air because the contract is up and they haven't worked out the deal. And it's just not talked about on the air all the time. But that happens. I hope we're not talking about that happening with the Cubs season. We want to be able to see the game on Friday. I don't want to have to do something illegal now. It's not UFC fight night. So we'll talk to Ryan Glasspiegel at 12:20. The Bulls. All right, I'm starting to worry, guys. And I said 24 hours ago on these airwaves, I've been consistent. I'm not worried about Jim Boylan. I'm starting to worry just a little bit. We will talk to Joe Colley about that, about Ozzie Guillen. At 1 o'clock. A lot to get into over the next couple of hours. My name is Joe Ostrowski. Thanks for tuning in. Sports Radio 670, The Score. You can text. You can call 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Reach out to me on Twitter at JoeO670. Herb Lawrence and Chris Dickens producing today. Maybe we'll get an update on Chris Dickens' producer power rankings because he likes to throw that out there. This household has just been crazy. If you have kids, if you have a wife, a husband, you know, any household can be nuts on certain days. My daughter, Emma, turned 6 today. So I don't know how you accomplish this, but apparently at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a birthday party for a 6-year-old with social distancing, a unicorn party. So I hear the hustle and the bustle upstairs. I'm in the basement. So we'll see how that goes. So it'll be an enjoyable afternoon, at least over here. Not a fun morning. You got to do this. You got to do that. I'm like, I got to figure out what I'm going to talk about on the radio for a couple of hours as I'm filling in for Lawrence. So the big story today in sports, in Major League Baseball, and it can relate to both teams in town. You have a report out of Boston on Los Angeles, which could be vital, more so to the Cubs and the Sox, but it is a, there is a Sox angle to discuss. Lou Maloney, WEEI, former Major League player. He's a talk show host on our sister station out in Boston. And he throws out some hardcore opinions out there. He kind of lives on the edge. But I don't know if he's slowed down on that a little bit because I know he's part of the Red Sox radio broadcast now. But here's his tweet. He had the news. Now everybody's piling in on this. Mookie Betts will remain in L.A. for a very, very long time. 10-plus years for big, in all caps, big money between $350 and $400 million. Wait, I thought the owners were broke. There's no money, right? Can't have more than 60 games because we don't have any money. Scale of losses across the league, biblical. Well, not in Los Angeles with the Dodgers. And it seems like this is real. Joel Sherman, national baseball writer, he said this is quite real. Ken Rosenthal said this will shatter the belief that elite free agents would not get paid in a potentially depressed market this Winter, Jeff Passan, Mookie Betts, and the Dodgers deep into negotiations on a long-term contract. Language of the deal not complete. The expectation is that Betts will be signing a massive deal with the Dodgers in the coming days. Jorge Castillo, I believe he covers the Dodgers. He said he can confirm they are closing in on an extension. 10 years, between $350 and $400 million. For reference, Mike Trout got a 10-year deal worth $360 million. So Betts is going to make between $35 and $40 million a year. What does this mean for the local teams? Quickly, let's start with the White Sox. I heard some people kind of throw it out there that, boy, the White Sox really they just mistimed things with COVID. Obviously, you don't expect this to ever happen in our lifetimes, but it did. But it looks like they're going to at least start the season. Hopefully, they get it in. And just saying that they mistimed in free agency, paying Keuchel and Grandal, I would disagree with that. I would disagree. It looks like you're going to get a season in, and it's not like these contracts, even though they are big deals for the White Sox, it's not like they're north of $100 million. Keuchel got $55 million to be a very solid number two pitcher in the rotation. Grandal, many Sox fans viewed as a game changer, and he's getting $73 million. It's a lot of money for the Sox, but the big story here, as the Dodgers are going to shell out between $350 and $400 for Betts. And he's as good as it gets, man. We know that. But the big story, I think, isn't about the money that they spend in free agency. It's what they did to lock up all of the young talent that many of us are excited about. Moncada, 5-for-70. Don't have a team. He's under control through 2024. Team option in 25. Aloy, 6-for-43, control through 2024, team options 25 and 26. Tim Anderson, the guy's getting like nothing. He was a batting champ last year. He's still playing on that six-year, $25 million deal, under control for a few more seasons. Giolito, under control through 2023. So, if you're thinking, hey, well, it's a crapshoot year and they're spending money on Grandal and Keuchel, maybe it isn't worth it. I would say it is worth it, even though they haven't played a game yet. Because watch what Grandal is going to do with that pitching staff. And maybe one of those guys, Cease or Rodon, Lopez, can come through. And then all of a sudden, if the White Sox have a reliable number three, we can have conversations about them winning the American League Central in this truncated season. So it's not all bad for the White Sox. And for years and years, you're going to look back at those deals and say, thumbs up, Rick Hahn. That is certainly the expectation. And we're not even talking about the youngsters they have under control that they haven't even locked up long term yet. And then we get to the Cubs. What does this mean? Okay, Betts is setting the high water mark, we think, right there with Trout, with a 10-plus year deal. You've got Bryant, Baez, Schwarber under control for 2 years, Contreras for three. So I think they'll push back Contreras a little bit, and the focus is going to be Bryant, Baez, Schwarber. You've got 5 weeks to figure out what you are. Are we a buyer or a seller? Most people around the game think it's all going to be about the pitching. The depth of your pitching. How's the rotation look early on? And we already talked about it at this time yesterday with David Ross. And he agreed that Hendricks is at a different level than the other guys in the rotation right now. Hendricks is almost ready for the season. Here we go in 2 days. Guys like Darvish are not there yet, clearly. And you can tell by just looking at their pitch count limits here. But Bryant, Baez, Schwarber, under control for 2 years. Anthony Rizzo's gone on record. He's talked about this. Is this the last hurrah for this core? Is their last opportunity going to be 5 weeks? Could the Cubs be sellers at the deadline if nothing's there? That's possible. Now, while I said Betts is going to be setting the market here, if they agree to this deal, got a World Series, of course, MVP, batting title. Let's not get it twisted. Bryant and Baez are not on the level of Mookie Betts. If we're just looking at a quick way to evaluate the value of some players, if we're using Fangraphs WAR, and of course these teams have their own metrics that they're going to look at. Betts last year, 6.6. 2018, 10.4 win. 10.4 wins, man. 5.3 in 2017. In 2016, 8.3. Like Baez and Bryant, not on those levels. Last year, both of them in the fours. In 2018, when Baez was in the running for the MVP, he was at 5.3. Bryant down at 2.3. And early on, when Bryant won the MVP and he was the Rookie of the Year, his numbers were close to Betts. The thing is, lately, they're just not as high. But doesn't common sense say that the Cubs are going to have to pick here? Bryant, Baez, Schwarber, and if you want to get anything decent in return, we'll see what the market is. But if they're not in the running, the National League Central, at the deadline with only 1 month to play, it's going to be some tough decisions Theo Epstein and company are going to have to make. The owner that has gone on record saying the scale of the losses will be biblical. I mean, that doesn't sound like a guy that's going to hand out extensions to Bryant, Baez, and Schwarber. Herb, I want to bring you in on the conversation here. Do you think that one of these guys will be dealt at this deadline?
I don't think so, just because the nature of...
Where the buyers?
Firstly, just the Cubs will probably be in contention, and they'll definitely be looking to hold on to the team just a little bit longer. And a chance to renegotiate or trade them in the offseason gives you a little bit more time. I think more teams available and more prospects available to you. Because this season, I don't think you get the regular value you get back for a player that you trade at a deadline. Usually, like, that's a year and a half. So if you a regular season, you trade Bryant away in July, teams are like, okay, I got two more months, and then another year of Bryant. This season, what is it, a month? And then an extra year? No, you're not going to get the value that you usually would get. So you just hold on to the guys, wait until the offseason, wait until things normalize a little bit, and then try it again maybe next year.
Month and the playoffs, and yeah, then you get that extra year. We at least can assume that. The other part, I think we were going back and forth on this on Twitter the other day. The other part, we've got to talk about the market, and we can have the conversation now, but until you get there, you don't know what it's really going to look like. So these owners like Ricketts and the Cardinals owner, like they've gone on record talking about all of the losses and they don't have much money. So how many buyers are really going to be out there? Some believe that there will be a multitude of buyers, and I'm not in that camp because, yeah, there will be a lot of teams that can make the case, hey, month ago, we're two games out of a playoff spot here. Let's not give up on the season. But I'm looking at what the owners are saying about how broke they are. Are owners going to sign off on deals where they're going to have to pay more for these players, and then they're going to have to give up young, cheap talent for the future? I don't know that there's going to be a lot of teams willing to do that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, I agree. So what kind of market is there really going to be? Well, that's going to play out, and we'll have to see where the Cubs sit there after 5 weeks once we get to that deadline. But keep in mind that Theo has said every single year, you can't just waste these opportunities with trade deadlines. Chris Dickens, do we have that chunk of Chris Bryant that we were listening to before the show? Okay, this is Chris Bryant. He's on the Ian Happ's podcast, and they were talking just the perception. Okay, they were talking about trade rumors and just and he got into the perception that is out there about Chris Bryant. I thought it was a compelling listen. Take a listen to KB with a couple of his teammates.
the biggest thing for me when we're talking about like is the trade rumors and like the narrative that surrounding or has surrounded me, and that some people just completely don't understand and they don't do any research or look.